Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
The bigger payday. Like, for example, take Patrick Mahomes with the over in passing yards. How about Jalen Hurts with a touchdown? You can even ride with thousands of other fans and bet popular same-game parlays already made for you. If you're new to FanDuel, join now with promo code GRACA, G-R-A-C-A, to see for yourself why it's America's number one sports book. And if you already have FanDuel, you can start building your no-sweat same-game parlay. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Now, you got to be 21 and over and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And for help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Hey everybody, Trey Wingo here, and the Michael K. Show with Don LaGreca and Peter Rosenberg starts right now. Question, will this be a day without a Don rant?
Well, this is a day I worry about. It's Friday the 13th. Never good. Never good. It's Friday the 13th for a reason here on the Michael K. Show. But we'll make it through. 3.5 hours of piping hot sports talk right here for you. We're ready, we're willing, we're able, and we are really set for a big football Friday. Michael, Don, Peter, you, the whole deal. The plate is filled with different delectables for you to desire and consume. And we're gonna dole it out. What's up, guys?
Everything.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
Well, it's the Friday before our first NFL playoff game in New York since 2016.
Woo!
And looking back at it, all it's remembered is the boat trip game.
Yeah. No one even thinks about the actual football game that was played.
Well, that was such a bad game, you don't want to think
right.
about it.
So we'll see if it's better, but that's the vibe. That's what's cool. It's been a long time. It's been a really long time since... Yet not only do you have a playoff team, but you have a team that, like, a lot of people feel good about.
Well, here are the games that we have this weekend, and we are excited about it. And this is the NFL playoff preview brought to you by Jack Pocket. We've got the Seahawks and the 49ers. Niners are 9-point favorites.
Sure they are.
We've got the Chargers in Jacksonville against the Jaguars. And the Chargers are 1.5-point favorites in Jacksonville.
So it's dropping.
Mm-hmm. We have the Dolphins and the Bills in Buffalo. Bills 13.5-point favorites. We have the Giants and the Vikings. The line remains at the Vikings a 3-point favorite. That's in Minneapolis at U.S. Bank Stadium. We have the Ravens and the Bengals in Cincinnati. And the Bengals are 9-point favorites in that one. And then I don't know. I'm very intrigued by Giants-Vikings, but Cowboys-Buccaneers intrigues me. That's another visiting team that's a favorite. So the Cowboys are 2.5-point favorites over the Buccaneers. There is your weekend, and it's a full Zaftig weekend because it's Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So we're thrilled. Joe Buck and Troy Aikman will have the call on Cowboys-Bucks. But I guess what we look at closely would be the Giants and the Vikings. And, you know, we've talked about, we'll have them on a little bit later, Mike Tannenbaum and Rex Ryan, how they are both sure that the Giants are going to win. But as the week has gone on, we've heard more people starting to support the Minnesota Vikings. And it's funny because I was listening to DiPietro and Rothenberg today, and the Vikings, when they lose, they get blown out. And when they win, it's very close games. That's why they have a -3-point differential, but a 13-4 record. And the thing that scares me when you look at that game, guys, is are the Giants going to blow out the Vikings? No. That's not the team they are. So are they going to be able to win a close game? That's the question. And if you're going to bet the game, If the Vikings win, are they going to be able to win by more than 3 points? It's a very intriguing game. And at this point in time, I'm staying away from that game in my picks.
Interesting. All right.
Hey, yesterday you sounded like you might get into the action.
Well, if I was going to get into the action, and again, I could be moved as information makes itself available, I would go with the Vikings at this point.
Well, it's interesting for me, too, because I lean Vikings, but I absolutely can picture a game in which the Giants get out early, never look back, and get a win. I really can picture
that.
Yeah, I can.
Wow, I can't picture that.
I, for some reason, picture that early on, a Daniel Jones rushing touchdown. They move right down the field. They're up 7-0. They're confident. They get a turnover on Cousins. Before you know it, they're up 2 scores. And I can picture it. I can also picture a world in which, you know, the Vikings are the prolific offense that they can be, like in the second half of a game when they make the greatest comeback in NFL history. So I can picture them both. And for that reason, Michael, maybe I'll stay away as well. But I'm with you. I tend to lean Vikings as well.
No,
but
just how look you at, leaning, my friend, Donnie?
I'm leaning Giants, but, you know, obviously I could be swayed as well. But I just keep looking at the Giants being in a much better place than they were in Week 16. That secondary was really banged up. From a confidence level, they were starting to lose it as far as, like, what's this team ever going to do? And I think they gained confidence from that. That is a good team. It was in Minnesota. They were down 8. They score a touchdown. They get a 2-point conversion. And then it takes a 61-yard field goal to beat them. You walked away from that game saying, yeah, they can play with among the best in this league on the road. So now you fast forward to now. Giants feel like they're a more confident team. Take a look at the injury report. No one. When's the last time you saw that? No one. Everybody's healthy. For the first time, maybe all year, everybody's healthy for this team. And that includes members of the secondary that were not available in the Week 16 game. McKenney, Jackson, which is what you need to be strong at against this Vikings team.
Ojalari.
To be able to have a healthy Leonard Williams, to be able to have a healthy Dexter Lawrence, to have a healthy Ojalari, needing to get pressure on Cousins. If you look at that regular season game, I think the Giants are in a better place than they were in Week 16.
Well, we're going to break down the Giants to a fine powder.
We have to. It's the only way to do it.
But, you know, since this is the NFL playoff preview portion of the show,
sure,
Anthony has done some yeoman work breaking down some nuggets that I think will go a long way toward helping you decide which way you'd like to go. So let's look at the Bills game first. They have a 96% chance to beat the Dolphins, according to ESPN Analytics, which makes this the second most lopsided game all season on paper. Now, I think the Bills are going to crush them, but the only question I have, are they going to crush them by 14 points? Are they going to be a 2-touchdown winner?
Well, when you put it in the perspective of spread, 14 sounds a lot, but you don't think this team can win 30 to 14?
Yes, they can, especially with, you know, Sklar Thompson.
And that covers the number. So, I mean, if you believe there's a 96% chance the Bills are going to win this game, they're comfortably better. The team's got a chip on their shoulder. They're not going to take anybody lightly, especially a divisional opponent. So, yeah, I think they could easily cover that number. Easily.
Now, with Thompson expected to start for the Dolphins,
Sklar,
every AFC starting quarterback will be 27 years old or younger. That's the first time every conference's starting quarterback in the playoffs is 27 or younger. So youth will be served. Now let's move over to the Cowboys. Dak Prescott, this is an interesting one,
go ahead,
played his best games against the top teams. He had the second highest QBR in the NFL against playoff teams during the regular season, 73. Only Mahomes was better with 79. So Dak steps up according to those numbers. Now, 5 teams enter these playoffs having won at least their last 5 regular season games. That's the most to end the regular season on a 5-game win streak in NFL history. 49ers 10 in a row, Bengals 9, Bills 7, Chiefs and Jaguars 5 in a row. Now, this postseason will feature only 2 starting quarterbacks who have previously won a Super Bowl, Brady and Mahomes. That's the fewest starting quarterbacks with a previous Super Bowl win since 2006, when Brady was the only quarterback in the field with a Super Bowl win. Now let's go to the 49er game. This year's 49er squad became the sixth team since the 1970 merger to lead the NFL in scoring defense, total defense, and interceptions. Now, I'll add this to that. Since Brock Purdy has been the quarterback, I believe every single game they've scored over 33 points. And they have a great defense. So a lot of people yesterday were saying, I think the 49ers could lose this game. I don't see how it happens. Again, they're 9-point favorites. And of the five, because I said they're the sixth team since the merger, of the five, three of them won the Super Bowl. The 85 Bears, the 02 Bucks, and the 2013 Seahawks. So, you know how, like, we go into weekends and go, I don't know if I have three games. I have a pretty strong feeling on five of the games, and I'm leaning Vikings in the sixth. Wow. So I actually had to find the three that I want to put the point totals to for the picks. Do you guys feel like that at all?
And listen, for the audience, you should know that that means absolutely diddly squat because Michael can't pick a game out of a bucket full of games.
Well, that was really well done. And if you look at the history of our playoff picks, I usually do very well.
Is that true?
And you crap the bed.
Is that true?
Yeah.
We don't know that. There's no statistic. He's just saying
no stats to back that up.
We have no idea.
I lived it.
No, but you then spit it back out at us.
Okay. I've been the playoff champion the last 4 years in a row.
That's not true. Playoff champion? Is that even a thing?
Yeah. In the playoffs. But that's why I have surged and I've won. I've won what, the last 3 years in a row?
No.
2 years.
You won 2 years in a row. I won the year before that. Is that correct?
Something like that. Don hasn't won in forever. Don had black hair when he won.
That's not true.
I haven't won since the kids.
He beat you for 15 years straight, though.
So I
understand, but I wasn't putting in the work. Now I am.
I'm the Yankees. I'm living off of the past. And it's worked out for the Yankees, and it's working out for me. Right?
Wow.
Yankees have not been devalued. By winning one championship in two decades?
Not a bit. In fact, the value goes up all the time.
Because why? They built up so much. So when you won every single year, Peter, I can relax for a decade.
Well, let me ask you a question. Among the games...
And just like the Yankees, you believe that people that have beaten you have cheated.
One time. Not recent. There was Well, I think...
You don't think this year I'm cheating, right? Because I'm terrible. I'm in last place.
You maybe start cheating now to see if you can go on a run. Michael can't pick a game out of a bucket full of games.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened there?
I didn't have a finish. I just, you know, you hate to hear that, but it happened. Yeah, no, sorry.
Got no finish.
That's normally not my problem.
We would look at this. If this was a week of games, this is an easy week.
Right.
It's not a hard week.
I don't know if I feel that way.
It's easy to come up with. I think it's – listen, I could be wrong, and clearly my track record to tell you that I am, but I feel good about the teams that I like.
Now, you know that Anthony Greek, our producer on the S side, probably has a little bit of a gambling issue. So he has given me some nuggets for this weekend as well.
Now, you might have exposed the guy that it gives you picks, but go ahead.
You're unbelievable.
The Bucks wearing white jerseys Monday, and that forces the Cowboys to wear their blue tops.
Uh-oh.
I love that.
They've only worn blue jerseys 7 times in their playoff history. They're 1-6 in those games.
And that goes back to the reason why everyone made them wear the blue. When they lost to the Colts, they wore the blue jerseys. And the Giants and then Redskins and Eagles always made the Cowboys wear blue. I don't know why they got off that. Why did the Giants stop doing that?
I don't know. Maybe the Giants like wearing blue.
I get it, but it was a thing. Landry hated the blue. Now, maybe it went away because Landry left.
I think they're better than the whites.
But they're so rare, right? You don't see them because they'll never wear it at home. And teams get so out, you know, because it's the one sport until hockey recently that you wore the darker colors at home. So the whites always seem to be in your memory more than the blues. But, it goes back to that Super Bowl, that game-winning field goal at the end of, what was it, Super Bowl 5, I believe. And I wish that we'd honor that history. So good for the Buccaneers to do it. I like it.
So here we go, Don. If you get this question right, I buy your coffee for the next 2 months at work.
Okay, that's something.
Tell me the only win the Cowboys have had in the blue jerseys in the postseason. I'll give you a little hint.
Really?
This is a year in which a New York sports team won a championship.
A New York sports team won a championship in this year.
Yeah.
God. So it's either 86, 73.
Nobody won a championship. Oh, the Knicks. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
70, 69. I really don't know off the top of my head.
The 1978 NFC Championship game, Staubach led the Cowboys to a 28-0 victory over the LA Rams. And finally, the Cowboys have eight straight road playoff losses, tied for the second longest road losing streak all time. So some Anthony Greek nuggets right there in your face.
Well, I don't think that there is a team.
That includes a ripoff game, though, by the way.
What do you mean?
That includes the Dez Bryant catch going back that far, which absolutely should have been called a catch at Green Bay.
Yes. I don't think there's a team that has more pressure on them than Dallas.
In this round?
They will fire McCarthy if they lose this game.
Yeah.
He'll be fired at the post-game press conference. He will not make it to Tuesday. He will be fired before you go to bed on Monday. If they lose this game. Now, does that put pressure on the entire team? Because obviously there's pressure on Buffalo because it's supposed to be about this year, but they're not losing to Miami. Give me a break.
Well, this is the NFL playoff preview, everybody. Brought to you by Jackpocket. Powerball is $404 million. Mega Millions is $1.35 billion. Play official state lottery games on your phone with Jackpocket. Download the Jackpocket app. Get your first ticket free using code ESPN. You must be 18 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. Visit jackpocket.com/TOS for full terms of service. Let's go to the phones. How about that?
Yeah, I think we should go to the phones.
All right, let's start with our good friend Alan in Queens. What's up, Alan?
Alan?
Hi, Michael. How are you doing? If you bet the Bills at 9.5 minus and Miami at 13.5 plus, you would get for a $100 bet on each one, $200 from 11, from 10 to 13, and lose only $10 on anything else, because your loss will cancel out your wins on anything else.
I think I speak for everyone in saying I have no idea what you're talking about.
I have no idea what you just said.
Can you,
Alan,
say that one more time slower? I'm ready.
If you bet the Bills,
yes,
at 9.5 minus.
But they're not minus 9.5. The Bills are minus
13.5 plus. The line moved from 9.5 to 13.5.
Right. Oh, got it. So if you had bet it, but it was 9.5.
So that ship has already sailed.
And then later turned around and bet the other way, you would win $200 on a 10-point win, an 11-point win, a 12-point win, a 13-point win, and get lose $10 on any other constituency.
Yeah, I mean, it's all fun and games till somebody loses an eye. I mean, you're telling us something that if you didn't take advantage when the line was 9.
Well, you could buy the points.
I guess you could buy the points, but he's not saying that.
I don't find that sexy to buy points.
And the 9.5 was probably when it was still up in the air whether Tua was going to play or not. Once we found out that it was going to be Scalar, it jumped to 14. Because if Tua is playing in this game, I still would like the Bills, but you can kind of see in your mind.
Your mind's eye. Where
they can give you trouble. But Skylar Thompson's not going to be giving the Buffalo Bills any kind of trouble.
Now, a big part of this wild card weekend, Peter, I don't know if you're aware of
this. I'm aware of everything.
So the Giants and the Vikings are playing Sunday at 4:30. Don, who is the regular play-by-play voice of the Rangers, is doing the Ranger game on Sunday, which starts at 5.
Ray Rowe.
So Don, an inveterate Giant lover, will not be able to consume in real time his Giants team because he is doing the game. Now, I was listening to DiPietro and Rothenberg. I was in the car. I drove Jody to the train today.
That's the only morning show. If you want to listen to sports, because I do a morning show as well, but if you want to listen to sports, it's the only show to listen to.
Right, right.
Let's go!
And it was very entertaining, and Rick and Dave made a bet, and because Dave is a Giant fan to a level that I don't think many people can understand, said that if MSG said to Don, you know, you could have this game off, we're covered, and I know you're big Giant fans, just enjoy the game, that Don would take it. And Rick said, no, Don was born to be a hockey play-by-play guy. He would rather do the hockey. And they made a bet. And then they ended up calling Don. And Don, tell everybody what your answer is.
If Kevin Meininger, who is my boss over at MSG.
Very good guy.
He is a great guy. Calls me and says, Don, I know you're a huge Giant fan. We got Giannone to cover you to do the play-by-play so you can just sit back and enjoy the game on Sunday. I would tell Kevin, I'm good. I'm doing the game. No, thank you.
And that's the way Rick bet, and that's the way I would bet. And listen, I don't want to take credit for anything because, you know, if you believe everything that's been written and said in the last week about me, I'm an incredibly bad person. But I think that I have influenced Don's life where he does things that benefit Don more than 12-year-old Don. Calling the Ranger game is a more important thing for Don than watching the Giants play on Sunday. Well, although he'd love to see the Giants play.
I'd love to see the Giants play.
But he's rooting for him.
But I'm also doing my job.
Right.
I mean, I love doing play-by-play. I love doing it.
You're great at it.
I hate missing games. Well, thank you. I hate missing
Some people
games.
Hate that you missed the last game.
Kenny was amazing. I know it's a Giant day, but you can carve out 2 seconds during E&N to play those balls back.
Of course I'll play during E&N.
But the point is, I don't want to miss anything, and it's my job. I'm asked to do something, and to me it just seems silly to give that up. It's what I do. It's my job. Now, granted, I'd be offered. I wouldn't get in any kind of trouble, although I do think MSG would probably place some judgment on my answer.
Whenever they tell you it means nothing, it means a lot.
Like it's a test or whatever, but no, also if you're looking for karma, the last time the Giants made the run in 2011, they beat the Packers up. Remember the Aaron Rodgers game? They won that game going away,
right?
Back in 2011, which was I guess technically January of 2012. That day, I was up in Montreal doing a Canadiens game, Rangers Canadiens. Now that was a 7 o'clock faceoff, and the Giants were 4:25, so I got to consume the majority of it. But it's happened before, so maybe that's good karma for the Giants. But listen, you got a job to do. I'm sure Peter, if he was called to work a WWE event, I'm sure he would probably stick with it and do the WWE. I'm not even going to ask you, Michael, because the answer's easy.
I missed part of Don's wedding because I had to do a Yankee Red Sox game. I wasn't going to give that game up, but I got there at the end.
You would have given it up if it were the Padres, but Yankees
not.
Red Sox on a Friday, when you're not doing the Saturday or Sunday game, is not even on the table. But he did show up later, which I appreciate.
With a gift. So I was the perfect guest because you didn't have to have a plate for me, you didn't have a seat for me, and it was all profit.
Well, it doesn't really work. Did it, what?
Like
were you able, Don, so you were able to say Michael's going to be late so we don't have a meal for him? Like, you saved Don $200.
Well,
$200.
No. Stop yourself.
What do you mean?
Oh, I thought you meant about what he made on the...
No. I mean, like, saving the plate. Like, I'm sure he still had to count you as a guest.
No, he didn't. He didn't.
Because if it was a long game, why would you count me as a plate?
He counted that he wasn't going to attend. There was no plate for Michael.
Wow.
But and when Michael came, Peter, like, most people were gone. They were cleaning up.
He just wanted
to make an appearance. So there was no shot that he was going to show up for any time during the course of the wedding.
Wow.
How could you? These are Yankee Red Sox games. They're four bills before you even get started. And I got married on a Friday night.
And so I came in with the silver medal, didn't I? Yes,
you came in with the silver medal.
I'm sorry I didn't get gold. I should have. I should never have let Buttle beat me.
Yeah, Buttle beat you. So what time would you – Michael probably got there like 10:45, close to 11.
Yeah.
But so why would there be a play for him?
Check in hand.
Put it right in the box. Hey, it's 98.7
ESPN. I'll send it to you later.
What?
I said none of this. You send the check to me later, send it to the Seasons where I got married afterwards.
Hacks
you handed it right to me like a gentleman.
Hacks do that.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Yesterday, the Nets lost by 11 to the Celtics. And I'll tell you, watched a lot of that game. And Ben Simmons really distributes the ball beautifully, gets rebounds, plays great defense.
How about his scoring?
But, Peter, he didn't score a point.
Yeah.
Now, I know what Jacques Vaughn said. People can't do what they can do just to make up for Kevin Durant. Well, you got to pick up those points somewhere. That's 30 points you've lost. Ben Simmons can score a little bit. Now, I know this year he's averaging 7 points a game, right around that. You can't. Charles Barkley said it's inexcusable that a player like that would not run into a point. How could you not score a point in the game? So he's going to have to pick up his scoring if they're going to survive Kevin Durant being out for a month. Just saying. Just saying. And really, please, NBA, please, please stop with the back-to-backs if you're going to rest great players. I mean, did you see what the Celtics did, Peter?
Who didn't play?
Al Horford. Who was the other one, Ant?
Well, Horford had the big game.
And Jaylen Brown. They didn't play. Jaylen Brown scored 41 points the day before, but because it was the second of a back-to-back, he just sat. You can't have that. People paid for tickets to see the Celtics and to see Jaylen Brown. I don't think they paid to see Al Horford, but I think Don said this a couple weeks ago. Stop with the back-to-backs.
And also, it certainly takes a little bit off the shine for the valiant performance from the Nets that they did that minus Brown by choice.
And they also did, the Nets did it without Kevin Durant.
Right, but what I'm saying is when I originally saw the box score yesterday, because I had something last night, and when I saw the score, I checked early and it was close.
Right.
And then when I checked in the fourth quarter and saw the Celtics were pulling away, I didn't realize that Jaylen didn't play last night. So I'm just thinking about, wow, pretty good performance for the Nets minus KD. But it does take a little bit off that when there's no Jaylen Brown.
Well,
and again, if you're not going to be able to get around load management, then what the NBA has to do, at least for their partners, is don't have the second of back-to-backs be on TNT or ESPN or ABC.
Yep.
All right? So try to get that kind of separation, because you got a partner in TNT trying to sell a big game here in January, second half of the season, and you've got star players not playing for the Boston Celtics. So at least try to do right by your partners.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Daniel in Union. Daniel.
Hey, guys. So I just want to make two quick points about Daniel Jones. So, Michael, I've heard you a lot say, well, what do experts really know? Last year they said Jones was bad. Now they're saying he's the eighth best. But if you, at the beginning of the year, if I told you this is how the Giants season was going to go and this is how Daniel Jones was going to perform, you would say absolutely sign him, because you had 0% faith that he would perform like this. And now I think you just don't want to go back on your opinion. But
No. But Daniel, I'm sorry. I'm not going to sit here and make him out to be Patrick Mahomes. He had a nice season.
But nobody's saying he's Patrick Mahomes.
Daniel. But they're talking about him getting $40 million a year if you're the Giants. Are you giving him that?
See, that's the thing.
Okay, he 40 is high, but he absolutely should get 30. Let me just make one more point. The four people he throws to, Bellinger, Slayton, James, and Hodgins, they're a fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh round pick. Name one other playoff quarterback top 10 quarterback who has those draft picks as his wide receivers and tight end. You can't do it. It doesn't exist in the NFL. Daniel Jones is absolutely a top 10 quarterback and deserves a $30 million deal.
How can you say, in all seriousness, he's absolutely, no shadow of a doubt, a top 10 quarterback?
Because I can see what he does with his legs. He has a not good offensive line. Evan Neal has struggled mightily this year, and he has no weapons on wide receivers. His weapons are Richie James and Isaiah Hodgins. The Giants got them off the scrap heap.
I hate arguing this because you even admit you wouldn't give him 40. And nobody's saying we don't want to bring him back.
I would give him 40 only because there's no other options right now. It's really good timing, but I would not want.
I want to bring him back as well, but you got to be careful when you start talking about paying him $40 million a year because there's other needs on this team. Like you just said, they got to go out and get wide receivers, so you got to make sure that you have the money to be able to get those pieces if you're giving $40 million a year to your quarterback, and it's still not really known exactly what he would do with those weapons, Daniel, because it's on the table. They constructed an offense where there's a lot of run options. He's using his legs because they don't have weapons, because there's limitations to their offensive line. Now you assume, and you may not be wrong, that if I make the better choices on the offensive line and get him weapons, he will become a big-time top 10 quarterback. But is it possible that he'll also run into more mistakes, not use his legs as much, more design passes, which could lead to more interceptions, which then doesn't look as great a season as what he had last year when they were able to work with those limitations? So it's on the table. But Michael's never said don't bring him back. But I don't think it's that outlandish or disrespectful to Daniel Jones to say he's not worth $40 million a year. Come on.
But you know what I'm saying, guys? I don't see the greatness that everybody's talking about. I don't see it. I mean, he had a nice year. Also, everybody brings up the lack of weapons. Well, one of the weapons he has is Kenny Golladay, who's getting paid about $20 million a year, and he's been unable to be used. But that's on Kenny Golladay, though, not on Daniel Jones. But the fact that Daniel Jones could survive with Richie James and Hodgkins, well, all of a sudden, that's because he's great. But Kenny Golladay stinks because of Kenny Golladay.
I don't think Jones has anything to do with Golladay being awful.
Why?
Because they'll throw to him twice. He dropped the ball. How many times are you going to throw to a guy that drops the ball?
I mean,
come on, man.
I mean, Davis Webb showed up for one game, and Golladay scored a touchdown.
He made it a phenomenal catch. But how many times, Peter? He would make a screen pass catch, and the fans would give him a mock standing ovation because he finally held on to the ball. They were done with him. How do you game plan plan a guy that I'm going to target him 10 times, then the first two times you throw him the ball, he drops it?
Listen, I hear what Michael's saying. I obviously don't think it's set in stone that Golladay would be better with someone else and it's Jones' fault. Absolutely not. But for someone to have to just absolutely be sure he's a top 10 quarterback, when he's 15th in yardage, 21st in touchdowns, 13th in rating, which is pretty good. But everyone goes, but he can run. And he can. And he can run, and that's great. But I want to ask you, I know he's physically a bigger guy. Are there any other quarterbacks that we're talking about in the league short of Lamar Jackson where their running is that big a part of what they do? And how long does it last even with Lamar Jackson?
Josh Allen.
Do you really?
Josh doesn't run as much as Daniel Jones.
He runs a lot.
He does, Peter, he runs a lot.
Hold on, I got to see his stats.
He does run a lot. But Jones ran a lot by necessity. Because
they didn't have, by design.
They had some called runs, Don. A lot of called runs.
But when I say necessity, meaning they game planned those runs because they didn't have any real weapons. So the game plan was the only way we're really going to be effective is if we use Daniel Jones and his legs. Not that he was scrambling for his life. Is if we're going to get a first down here, our best shot is to have him run for the first down and try to find somebody that's going to get open. And Bellinger was a big-time target. How many games did he miss down the stretch? And then I think the Giants were able to turn it around once he came back from that orbital injury. But he's got a great passer rating. He did throw, despite the lack of weapons, still threw for over 3,200 yards. So Giant fans are thinking, boy, get him some weapons. Maybe he can throw for over 4,000 yards and throw 25-plus touchdowns. But he could also throw 12, 13 interceptions and fumble the ball a couple of times because he gets sacked. That's possible. But I like him, and I think he could be a top 12, maybe in the top 10 with the right weapons. But for Daniel to say, with no question, that's just getting a little too caught up in a big win against Indianapolis, in my opinion.
So Allen did rush for as many yards as Jones did this season. But when people talk about Josh Allen, is the first thing they talk about his running?
Oh, no.
He's a monster arm, accurate at this point, accurate quarterback. I'm not, by the way, I'm between Michael and the callers. All year, I just want to remind everyone, for the first 10 games of this season, I was on the radio every week saying, you guys have a quarterback. This is who I would move forward with. In fact, I thought they should have re-signed him already. The only place that I get annoyed is when after a win against the Commies, thanks to Kayvon Thibodeau, and a blowout of a terrible Colts team, people are talking about paying him $40 million. It's not that I don't think he's good and don't think he has a high ceiling. He absolutely does.
But this, it's getting into that territory of, you know, the Linsanity. Mike White's going to be Tom Brady. I get it. Fans get caught up. But logic tells you that there, somewhere in the middle is the right answer. Bring him back. And I think he can be a very good quarterback for this team. But when you start talking about $40 million, I'm sorry. 5 minutes ago, they did not get anything at the deadline because they weren't sure this team was going anywhere. They were still rebuilding. And 10 minutes ago, they weren't giving him the fifth-year option. So that's quite the leap. 9 wins and a very good season is quite the leap from we don't know if he's our guy, and now let's pay him as one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL. So I think somewhere in between is the answer. But if some team, like if Woody Johnson decides to give him $40 million a year.
God bless him.
Then I lean towards you, Michael. But would I be willing to go to 30, 32 to keep him? Yeah, of course. I would have no problem with that. But there's got to be some sort of a line. And north of 35, 36, I think, is logically that line.
And they never even have to deal with 40 because if it gets to 40 that he wants 40, all right, you know what, Daniel? Now you got franchise. Now you're getting 32.
You franchise him for 32. Exactly. Right. Now, New Lack City sent us a tweet, which I think is a good one. Jones has the highest QBR of the last month of the season. Number two is Mahomes. If you're going to run off stats, speak on that. He's gotten better all season.
Really? How about the trash teams that they played?
Well, that's there. But either way, I think you're right. He has gotten better as the season's gone on. And that is worth note. But then that's also why, don't laugh off the idea, as some have, that this playoff game isn't a huge indicator of moving forward.
It really is.
It
really bothers me, the spot that we're put in, okay? Nobody's saying Daniel Jones is bad. But Giant fans, I can't speak for Don and Peter. Pump the brakes. Pump the brakes. He's not great yet. Maybe he'll become great. And if the Giants don't offer him the big deal that you're all saying, you know what it means? It means that Brian Daboll and Joe Shane means that he's a product of them. Because if they walk away and get themselves another quarterback, then all your giddiness is going to be misplaced. Nobody's saying he's bad. Nobody's saying he's a bad quarterback. In fact, what we're saying is exactly what the Giants said at the beginning of the year when they didn't pick up his fifth-year option. Because you know what he'd get paid next year if they picked up his fifth-year option? $18 million. That's how little the Giants thought of him. So, everybody, pump the brakes. You're not talking about Tom Brady.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Now, this is a predominant football show today, of course, but we do not want to give short shrift. And, Don, I'll let you take over here. What a win yesterday for the New York Rangers. I mean, what an exhilarating, exciting win for the Rangers. They score as the clock zeroes out, and then they score in overtime to beat the Stars. That was just amazing.
It was a dud of a game for most of it. They're playing without Chris Kreider. Julian Gauthier has to leave after colliding with Sammy Blais at the end of the first period. He didn't return to the game, so they're playing with 11 forwards. They're 0-for-3 in the second period on the power play. Second, Dallas goes on the power play. They score, so it's 1-0 going to the third. Rangers miss a power play opportunity in the third, and it just reeked of they're going to lose this game 1-0. And Dallas is a really good team. They're in first place in the Central. And then they pull the goaltender, and Keandre Miller, he's in the slot, takes a shot, it's blocked, it goes back to him, he fires it back, scores with less than a second to play. As a matter of fact, the green light came on, signifying the period ended, but replay showed that it clearly was about 0.9 left is what they put on the clock. So now they've got the point, and then just a great goalmouth scramble with Panarin, Zibanejad, and then Fox. And then Fox gets the feed from Panarin, tremendous backhand shot by Fox to win the game. So for 59-plus minutes, you're thinking they're going to lose 1-0 and get 0 points, and they turn around and get two. Tremendous, tremendous win. And now with Montreal coming up Sunday and Columbus in Columbus coming up on Sunday for Montreal, Columbus on Monday, you're really looking at a chance for this team to kind of rattle off some wins here. They've already caught the Devils for a tie for second. And with the Devils out west, Michael, you know the Rangers, they're right back into the thick of this thing and could still eye their chances of winning this division.
Now, I don't have the numbers exactly. You'll correct me if I'm wrong. So since Trouba got thrown out and then threw his helmet, I think they're 13-2-2. Is that right?
Yeah, it's incredible.
What is it? What about that move?
I don't know if that one has anything to do with the other. I mean, the frustration, I think that was the loss to Chicago at home, which, you know, looking back at, did not age well. The Blackhawks are the worst team in the NHL. It's just that they just needed time to kind of find themselves. And I talked to Braden Schneider at the end of the game in the post game, and he said he believed right till the end that they were going to win that game. Like, so they just have a confidence and a cockiness now about them. Keandre Miller's grown into becoming a star. You know, Fox is a star already. Now, we'll see how they handle without Kreider and how long he's going to be out. But we knew this team was good. It was just going to take them to kind of get in a groove, and they're in it now. And they've really become one of the better teams in the division, and I would not rule out them still maybe finding a way to win this division.
Awesome. Awesome win yesterday for them. It's time now for 98.7 ESPN Super Box Bonanza.
Sure. 2023.
We've told you this, but we'll continue to remind you. This year, each of the 100 qualifiers will take home huge prizes, including Solo Stoves, Beats headphones, Billy Joel tickets, Amex gift cards, and much more. Be caller number. So the Rangers have gone 13-2-2. Be caller number 13 for Friday the 13th. At 888-987-ESPN right now to select a box for the big game with a chance to win thousands of dollars. And the grand prize final score wins a trip to Bimini in the Bahamas plus $2,000 cash. It's all brought to you by Bartesian Premium Home Cocktail Makers, Sloman's Resorts World Bimini in the Bahamas, PC Richard & Son, Grand Marnier, and 98.7 ESPN New York. Okay, let's go to the phones.
I think we should.
Go to Matt in Tom's River. Matt.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, just to, want to say great show, guys. Peter, really appreciate ENN. It's a great outlet at the end, man. You guys talk about everything from Fornicate to Fidel Castro.
Sure.
Looking dolls. And then you got Don with Game Misconduct, man. What a great podcast, man. Keep up the great work.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Really good. Really good stuff. I wish I'd start listening earlier. And Michael, I want to personally thank you, man. You changed my life.
Wow.
Anyone who disagrees with this is a hack. I'm going to make that bold statement right now.
Okay.
Let's hear.
If you think that the only way to consume French fries is with ketchup, you're wrong. Trying without ketchup changes your life.
Wow. CB, you know what? You know why, Matt? You're a very bright guy. I can hear.
You can hear.
You like Don's podcast. You like Peter, ENN. Because you taste the French fries if you don't have ketchup on
them. That's it. You're missing out on all these tastes when you're coming up with this sugary ketchup crap all the time, or ranch, or whatever you do. Just hacks, Michael. Hacks.
Matt, please call him whenever you like, my friend. You're always welcome. Thank you for the phone call. Let's just put it this way: when you put ointment on something, you taste the ointment, not the something.
Well, then there's something wrong with your tongue, and you should get it checked. Well, at this point, just let it go because it doesn't matter. But at some point in your life, you should have gotten it checked because it's just a waste of taste.
You really think that
condiments are not a way to accentuate the meal, complement the meal. You think it's covering up the meal?
Do you eat moronic lobster, taste. Don?
So, take the L.
Do you eat lobster?
Love it.
You do?
Sure.
So do you dunk it in melted butter?
Yeah, because I think it tastes even better. It's great. It makes it taste better.
It tastes like melted butter then. You could eat
oteg. It still tastes like lobster. Only tasting the butter?
Yes.
Then I would just drink the butter.
Yeah, you might as well.
No, but it accentuates the taste of the lobster.
Yeah. It's
why don't you just take the L?
No, hold on. Let me tell you right now. I like that guy because obviously he has good taste in audio. But to say that the answer is fries are better without ketchup, it makes your Rocky take from yesterday seem wonderful. It's the worst take I've ever heard.
It is.
So, you listen, we have Sal Palantonio coming on next, can't really get that deep into it. But I think AMC played all the Rocky movies yesterday.
They did. The whole
and
thing.
They have the ratings of each movie if you just you're looking on your cable guide. Mm-hmm. And Rocky IV had 2 stars.
When was the last time?
Fewer stars than any of the other four.
You know, I don't know if you know this, Michael, but sometimes ratings could be misleading.
No, no. The ratings you're talking about, they are misleading. These are ratings of people getting together and saying this movie stinks. That's why I drove down to 2.
I'll allow you, I will update this and allow you to say it's your least favorite. You cannot say it stinks.
No. I can say whatever I like.
Well, listen, IMDb, which is all of, never mind the ratings on the TV. IMDb, they all the millions of people that subscribe to it rate. And they rated Rocky V a 5.3. Rocky IV a 6.8. So stop it.
Well, I said they're either fourth or fifth or fifth or four. I mean, there's not much of a difference. They're the two worst of the five.
No, but you're saying the five is better, and it's ridiculous.
Well, I believe it is. But
your
I don't
tongue
think there's that much of a difference.
Is like basically a moron.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.